The word of God from Psalm 25. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. What does God remember? God is all-knowing, and so everything is known to him. He can choose to remember everything. God is a God of truth and righteousness. His ways are mercy and salvation. These are the things he remembers. These are the things David holds before God and asks him to keep in mind: truth, salvation, mercy, loving kindness, compassion, and goodness. We're in the season of Advent preparing for Christmas. We wait for God, as the psalmist says, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. We wait for God's good timing. We wait to celebrate the birth of Christ. We wait for his glorious return when we will be joined with saints and angels in all the company of heaven. As we wait in expectation and anticipation, we contemplate our own life. There we find not the ways of God, but our sinful ways. Not truth, but lies. Not righteousness, but sin. Not salvation, but condemnation. Not goodness, but wickedness. What can we say? We are guilty. Our ways do not match the ways of God. We are embarrassed, ashamed, as we should be. Before God, in fact, we are terrified because we deserve only his condemnation and rejection. We're tempted to run away. But we turn to God and plead with him. We beg him, do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. We have been faithless, but God is always faithful and holds to his word and promises. Though we are liars, he speaks truth. Though we turn away, he holds on. Though we are evil, God is still good and holy and kind. Though we show hatred, God shows love, even when we do not deserve it, and we never deserve it. We join David in the psalm and ask God to remember. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. He planned our salvation from the beginning of the world. His mercy endures forever. Remember is a very important word in Scripture. Think of the times in the Bible when it says that God remembered someone. God remembered Noah. God remembered Abraham. God remembered Rachel. God remembered Joseph. God remembered Hannah. God remembered his covenant and his promises. God remembers you. And he will use his ways to save you, just as he saved Noah, Abraham, Rachel, Joseph, and Hannah. He will use his ways of truth, mercy, kindness, and salvation to deliver you from the sins of your youth and the sins of your old age, from your rebellious ways and from your neglectful ways. He is the God of our salvation, who entered our very world as the babe of Bethlehem, who grew up just like we do in knowledge and wisdom before God and men, who helped the poor, healed the sick, preached comfort to those who mourn, who forgave adulterers, who pardoned sinners, who went looking for the lost, who restored those who had strayed, who raised the dead. Nothing is more powerful than the truth, the mercy, and the salvation of our God. That is what we wait for with eager expectation during this Advent season. His mercy and his salvation are his ways on which he leads us. Are you worried? He will take care of you. Are you scared? He will comfort you. Are you lonely? He will be with you. Are you in despair? He will give you hope. Are you guilty? He will pardon you. He has washed you clean in your baptism, and he feeds your soul with the forgiveness of sins. As we now finish this semester, and as we prepare for Christmas, we probably make all kinds of lists, things to do, assignments to finish, papers to write, projects to complete, lists of gifts to buy, groceries to pack, and packing for home, all of those lists. But what does it matter? God has lists too. What is not on God's list? Our sins, our rebellions, our failures, because he has forgiven them all through Jesus. He purges, washes, cleanses, wipes out, blots out all our iniquities. What is on God's list? Mercy, truth, kindness, salvation, your name written in heaven. He doesn't need to check his list twice, because his ways are perfect. His ways are perfect love. He remembers his love. He remembers you. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray. We pray today for the family of David Schley, a man in his early 50s who died unexpectedly in his sleep. He is a brother-in-law of Dave Norris. He is uncle of student Jacob Norris. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of this family and ask that you would comfort them in this time of such sadness and sudden loss. We are grateful for the knowledge of your salvation, which David enjoyed throughout his life. May the same comforting truth now lift up those who mourn his passing. Teach all of us to number our days in this life that we may gain hearts of wisdom that cling to Christ alone for our hope of heaven. Grant all of us an increase in faith that we may someday stand with all your saints in glory. We pray it all in the name of our Advent King. And we also pray, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Amen. peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.